started it late.
Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 93. I'm Mike Earl.
Ah! Randy Arvis.
Is that a goat? Were you a goat just now?
That was the Bleed Geek goat edition.
Anyway, so episode 93, today is March somethingth. Oh man, Rudy should be gone. I don't even know what day it is. It's the...
March 7th.
7th.
Oh, should I get rid of him quick?
Yeah, we better get rid of Rudy here. So we do. It's Thursday night. We're running a little late because of the Bleed Geek Movie Podcast, which you can check out at bleedgeek.com/movies or facebook.com/bleedgeekmovies. Sydney. He looks very not happy. Sad. He's a very sad dog. Is this like animals that need to be rescued on this calendar?
No, not at all.
He's just a sad dog?
It's just a melancholy picture. I can't skip ahead.
Todd Cougar Mellencamp?
Yeah.
His new name. Thursdays. It's about Bleed Geek. Talk about tech. Whatever else we want.
We do what we want.
We do what we want. So welcome.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are again.
Same old argument?
Yep.
So speaking of arguments, it's not what I want to talk about at all. Facebook announced some new newsfeed information today.
Newsfeed!
They're revamping. If you don't know, newsfeed is your main newsfeed that you read most times.
What?
I know, it's crazy, right?
They're going to make it look like a newspaper.
Oh, are they going to call it a newspaper?
Probably.
Maybe they should have thought about that.
Yeah, they're not very quick. Come on, Zuck. What the Zuck?
Yeah, what the Zuck?
So, see what you did there.
They're going to make big pictures. And they're going to make a unified look across all platforms, mobile and otherwise, because they're a mobile-first company. I just did air quotes. I realize you can't see that.
Unless you're watching us live.
BleedGeek.com/live. Thursday nights. I don't know. I signed up. Haven't got it yet. How about you?
No, I signed up. Didn't get an email yet or any confirmation.
Jerks. What did you think? I'm excited that they have a tab for all friends.
That's what I was going to say. The first thing was, it's cool that I will be able to finally, well, as you have said before, and I agree. It's like, I want to be able to see all of my stuff. I don't want it filtered out.
I want to see it all.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But it really looks like a cluster.
They said it looks a lot cleaner. The people that have, all the tech articles I've read, that people that got the access right away.
Really?
They said it's a lot
from the pictures that
cleaner
seen
in
me.
The feed, but a little weird. Like everyone, there's like a weird sidebar on the left now, a black bar with like little icons where like be your like calendar or whatever, your friends, and then like that's, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a black bar. It almost looks like a taskbar on the side, like on a Mac, you can have your dock on the sides, or I'm sure you could, I know you could put the taskbar on a Windows, but that's weird. I think it's weird when people do it with Macs, but I see a lot of people that do it, but. Anyway, it looked a lot like that, and I thought someone was just running it on a Mac, but I realized that'd be kind of silly because it's not a like a app for a computer. It's a web client, you know, so why would it look any different on any thing? Right. But overall, I think it'll be good, like the tabs, switching through my tabs, and supposedly they're integrating a lot of when you like a page and people are talking about it, like that type of stuff. So like if Taylor Swift was taught, like that's the example I read that they used was like, if you like Taylor Swift, then like if she was posting somewhere else or something, you would see that as well. I don't know. It's interesting. Be interesting to see what they do. Right? hopefully we get it soon. Supposedly it's supposed to start rolling out right away on the web and coming soon to iOS and Android at some point. Good thing Randy's got an iPhone now. Ah ha ha. Mike, I can't use Facebook on it. It works.
No, I could.
To test it? But
I could if I wanted, but I don't really care. Anyway,
you can do whatever you want, right?
I do what I want.
So, Facebook newsfeed wasn't super exciting. Nothing crazy, too crazy. More of a wait and see. Kind of like social graph, whatever they called that. Social graph?
Social graph.
Moving on. Is there anything else you want to say about the newsfeed?
Nah.
Over the weekend, Friday-ish, Evernote got hacked.
Oh, man.
So, change your passwords, which actually they forced you to do.
That's what I was going to say. It was funny, because I didn't know what happened, because I was kind of off the grid a little bit this weekend. And all of a sudden, my phone was like, you're not allowed to sign in. So, I was like, I know my password. So, I typed it in, and it's like, wrong password. I'm like,
pretty sure that's the right password,
so
man.
So, then I got onto my desktop and logged in, and it's like, you must change your password. I was like,
And they said that their passwords were salted and hashed. Is that what they call it? Salted and hashed?
Salted.
Salted and hashed?
Yep. They are a hash.
So they figure that they probably won't actually get the passwords.
No.
But just to be safe.
They still got emails and names.
Yep.
So
they didn't get any payment info, I don't think. And they didn't get any actual content that's in your thing. But
correct.
And then now the rumor is that they're also looking at two-step authentication.
Thank you. That is the correct way to say the word.
What?
Authentication.
What do people say?
I work with some people who say authentication with a f in there. And it's like somebody's taking their nails on a chalkboard every time. Just like, that's not even a word. That's not even a word.
So don't call it whatever. I'm not even going to say it again now because I'm afraid I'm going to screw it up and you're going to yell.
Authentication.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I know. To authenticate.
So yeah, Evernote.
That's one of the comments that I had seen when I was reading articles about it was this guy's like, oh no, they got my grocery list. Dang.
Maybe they'll buy your groceries for you.
But, like, I don't know what kind, like, how many, I don't have anything of value in my notes.
Some people have their whole lives in there, though.
Like, what?
Like, I've seen, like, I've read numerous blogs and stuff. Like, even Tim Ferriss, like, he's a heavy promoter, but he actually works for Evernote. He's, like, one of their ambassadors.
Bad example.
He's an ambassador. Why is that a bad example?
Because he's a conflict of interest.
But like there's a guy that wrote a whole book about going paperless, like scanning, because Evernote has a really good PDF viewer, like it's searchable. So like people like are always promoting, like put all your documents in there, like your bills and stuff. And then you can search by typing in OCR. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
So then you could search anything. And there's some people that I like live in Evernote. There's some heavy, like, there's numerous books written about being a power user of Evernote. Like, I don't know. Like, I like Evernote a lot, and I think they do a lot of cool things. I think it's almost overcomplicated to an extent, like, the amount of stuff you can do with it.
It's a cool, I mean,
I try to use it more than I do, but in my mind, I use it, I try to, I should use it a lot.
I use mine every day, but I only use it for note taking, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I have a lot of,
like, I don't have any
self-triggers that I use through Ift that go there.
Ift.
So I had to change that because I had to re...
Because you had to change your password.
Right.
I get you. Do you have from Ift? Like, blog posts and stuff go there? Or
some. Instagram pictures.
If your Instagram pictures go there?
Like, yeah. Or like,
do you Evernote?
Yeah.
They save them there?
Yeah.
Why?
Or ones I like. If I click like on
So you're stealing stuff from me? You like
if
a
I've
photo
liked
mine?
Any of your photos,
that's not cool.
Then it's in my Instagram, my Evernote. Maybe you should think twice about letting me follow you.
And I'm going to go block Mike now.
Sorry, I have another account that I also...
Damn. So I'm going to have to block everybody.
Just going to have to go private.
Yeah, not happening. Anyways.
But, no, so stuff like that. Twitter stuff, articles. I keep a lot of stuff in there, like random weird stuff. Mostly a lot of articles, too. But, yeah. So, Evernote. And, I mean, they were super open about it when it happened. So, that was a plus as well. Right?
Correct.
They didn't try to hide it or anything of that sort.
No, they were just straight to the point, which was cool.
But anyways.
Anyways.
So, yeah, they made you change your password and all that jazz. And I don't know. Everybody's been hacked, though, lately.
It's just the way of the world. And it really just goes to show that good encryption of your data is good practice.
Right. And you should change your passwords. That's the only other thing is if you have the same email and password for things and if they really do get the passwords.
LastPass.
Yeah.
I think I'm about 80% of all of my accounts now are different passwords and they're all like 50 character long passwords.
Really?
They're really long.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it sucked when I was playing with the iPhone. I had to sync or put my Gmail account to it. And I was like, logged into LastPass, and I think it's 16 characters. So I'm like, and it's like special characters and all that happy crap. It's kind of a pain. Anyways.
Fun stuff. Did you see the new Roku came out?
No. Did it look cool?
Roku 3. Yeah, it kind of looks the same. It looks a little bit different, but...
I mean, I know we talked about it when they were talking about it.
So, the new features are... The processor is supposedly 5 times faster. Whatever. The remote works via Wi-Fi direct now instead of infrared, so it doesn't have to be line of sight. You can use it from anywhere.
I like that.
It has a cross-app search. So you could search for a show like through all your apps.
That's cool.
And that new UI is supposedly coming to the older stuff in April or the others, like so that yours will get it in April, the new interface. And then they have a private listening mode where they have a headphone jack on the controller. And so you could hook up headphones to it and listen to it without having the TV on. Or we'd have the TV on, but there would be no volume. And changing the volume when you have headphones hooked up doesn't change the volume at all on the TV. So when the TV comes back on, it doesn't...
I get you.
...move.
I don't know if I'd ever use that.
I mean, I was trying to think of a reason for it. I mean,
if you're trying to, like, keep quiet for whatever reason, but I would...
Maybe, like, what if you... is there, like, music channels on there?
Yes.
Like Spotify or something?
Yeah, no,
Pandora, maybe.
And there's Pandora.
So maybe you're listening to Pandora, and you could switch a channel on the TV, and someone could watch them. Why wouldn't you just listen to it on your phone? Like, well, maybe you have a small child, and they're listening to Pandora. Why would they listen to Pandora if they're a small child? I don't know.
I would never listen to it. I would use it, but whatever. It's
an interesting feature.
It's a feature. Would I use it?
Maybe you put your kid to sleep, but you wanted to watch The Walking Dead because you got to hear all the craziness.
Were you not even listening to me before?
No, yeah, I heard what you said, but then you said you didn't think that was a good use. What if you were trying to be quiet? That's what you said. Anyways.
Go Roku. I do like that searching amongst all your channels, though. Yeah, I think cool. That's sweet. Because as I was looking for a show to watch Monday night, and that's one thing that I was wishing that I could do. Was like, I wonder if they have this. Like, just the search even is kind of funky sometimes with it. You know, or like going through Amazon Prime's content through there isn't very good. So hopefully that new UI improves that.
Well, they find out in April.
Yeah.
After Sydney's gone.
Fair enough.
And his sad dog face. So the Galaxy S4 we will talk about probably at great length next month. Week. So it happens on next Thursday.
Correct.
The event. But supposedly it's going to have this eye following scrolling. I don't know what's Photoshopped.
The UI was Photoshopped.
Oh, did they come out and say that?
Yeah.
Was it a video?
No, it was just a picture.
Then how would it have had eye scrolling?
Huh? The article said that that was there, but the like the demo picture that they showed of it was Photoshopped.
Oh, nice.
So
could still happen, though. I mean, they put in the S3 about, you know, the keeping it awake when you're looking at it, right? Yep. So it's the next logical step would be, but I think that would be like for me, like sometimes you're out and about, right? You want to look down at your phone while you're walking into a store, or maybe check your shopping list, but then you look away. Then what happens?
Well, that's
has a quick scroll to the top because you moved up real fast, and then suddenly turns off because you looked away.
That somebody said, they're like, oh, so now I'm going to have to sit and stare at my screen, like if a YouTube ad loads, because otherwise if I look away, it's going to pause it, and then I'm stuck sitting there for another 9 seconds.
So now you have to watch the ads. See? That's tricky. Stupid YouTube. Ads. YouTube's not stupid, but yeah, so we'll see what happens. And maybe if you get your S4, you want to sell your S3, but you want to unlock it first to sell it, right? But that's illegal. But will it be? The White House is getting behind unlocking phones.
Durr. That's a no-brainer on their part.
Right. Because it seems crazy. Because obviously you buy it, you own it. How can you not do what you want to it, right?
Yeah. But I understand where they're coming from. Because it's similar to like the whole thing with Xbox and PlayStation as well.
Like modding them?
Yeah.
Because they say
there's nothing that can possibly come good out of modding an Xbox other than playing pirated games. But I know with like...
No, but like Xbox Media Center.
I'm just saying. I was using it as an example.
No, I mean like you say nothing good come out of it, but I'm saying Xbox Media Center would not.
PlayStation.
Well, that's probably because you're pirating.
No, that's one of their cases. But I agree. I don't.
But if you own
It's like buying a car and the manufacturer telling you can't put new tires on there.
Yeah, that'd be crazy, right?
Yeah, it's bogus.
Bogus. Or what if you buy an Xbox and you get the red ring? You want to take care of that?
Nope, can't fix it.
Jerks. Speaking of Google, did someone just fart on your door?
No, that's from Holzman's. It's like a...
They farted?
Maybe.
It sounded like a fart on your door.
No, it was from down the hallway.
I know, but I have headphones on, so everything sounds a little different.
Getcha.
Sounded like someone farted on your door. Anyways, Google's not impressed with Motorola.
What do they want from them? It's been a year.
No, they said that...
Don't be too excited.
No, they're not wowed by their phones. They said that when they bought them, they had an 18-month... plan in motion. So essentially they said the first 18 months we own them, the phones are going to suck, but we're taking care of it. So, I mean, it's coming up on a year now, I think.
Yeah.
So 6 more months of sucky phones and then suddenly Google have their way with it is basically the gist of the statement. So that's going to
be freaking awesome. Bring it on. That's what I say. I mean, I'm excited for Motorola phones. I think it's going to be a good thing for them.
Supposedly Google is creating a Google Express type of service that's going to compete with Amazon Prime. But theirs is different because since they don't really sell things, they're supposedly like teaming up with like Target and Kohl's and like to get like next day delivery on stuff. But again, it's all hearsay.
Google would be the one company that would have most resources to pull something off like that.
It seems weird to me that they would even get into that market, though. Although they do have Google Shopping.
Yeah. But the Google Shopping really isn't even... I mean, links to stores.
Right, but then they could link to stores that they have partners with that they could ship you quickly.
Nothing.
Okay.
It's just going crazy.
Just going crazy. Yeah. So, possibly coming from Google, what? You feel like you're really trying to remember something right now?
It was just, I just got kind of slapped by how, like, I always say Google's a really awesome company just because I like to rub it in Apple's face because they kind of have just one market. So, just, not one market. I mean, they have a couple markets. But I didn't know that Google has, like, a whole, like, science section where they host, basically, like, science fair competitions.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew they did something like that, but I thought it was just, like, a one-time thing. And I found the blog for it.
Yeah.
And so I was going through it, and I was watching the people who won last year, like, from the different age groups. There are... It's just crazy.
They're promoting being science-y cool.
They're promoting being smart.
Right.
Which is awesome.
And they do... They actually just launched an entrepreneurship thing in Minnesota.
Really?
They partnered with, I don't know if it was like the city of Minneapolis. I think R.T. Rybak was there, but launching like to help promote entrepreneurship in the city and stuff.
That's awesome.
So they do a lot of crazy stuff. They're all over the map. Like, I do feel like what you mean, like, Apple just does their hardware, that's all they do. Like, Google's like, we're going to touch everything we could possibly touch in the world and infect it with Google-isms. And Amazon's kind of like that, too. Like, they're like, we want to play in all your markets. You know, tablets now, phone services, food, grocery, whatever it may be. They're not quite to the extent that Google is by any means, but they're the next company that I think is similar. Like, yep. Like Microsoft, like, they just make their stuff. Like, they're not concerned about flying cars or where we're going. We don't need roads or whatever.
Nice reference.
But yeah. Speaking of Google doing whatever they want, supposedly YouTube is launching a music streaming service. There was, I think we might have talked about it last week, that Google themselves is going to launch a music service, but I think going through YouTube would just make sense. I know a lot of people that if they want to listen to music, they just YouTube the song and listen to it, and whether or not it's even a real video or if it's just like they have a lot of lyric videos or even just black backgrounds but songs.
Yeah, there's been multiple times where, like, I'll throw up an artist, like a lot of them have playlists now, so you can just loop through their stuff. Or record labels, they'll have, like, mixed playlists and stuff like that.
So it would make a lot of sense for YouTube to be also have a YouTube streaming music service.
Agreed.
It would be the right brand to go with out of all Google's brands. I saw another article about Google dropping Android today.
Yeah? What site was it on?
I think it was on ReadWrite Web. I don't know if you ever check that out very often, but... No, it was... Yeah. But neither here nor there.
Only makes sense.
Because
if you
want to
hear about it, check out last week's episode.
So yeah. And on that same note of music streaming services, Jimmy Iovine met with Tim Cook yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, about talking about the Beats music service they're supposedly starting, Daisy. And I mean, Apple's been supposedly working on theirs for a while, but the New York Times had a big post about it today saying that they slowed down a lot because Apple wants to pay so little. And they actually had a chart I saw where it said, like, Pandora pays 12 cents per 100 streams, whereas the industry average is, like, 21. Spotify is the highest. They pay 35, but it makes sense because they're a paid subscription.
Yep.
And then Apple was, like, offering 6.
Jeez.
Like, so they were half of Pandora, you know, like...
That's crazy.
And I don't know how much that is factual. I mean, I would assume it's a relatively close...
I know, to a I've seen...
And it makes sense because they're Apple and...
Yeah.
Look at what they did with iTunes. They really did save the music industry in a sense, but they're a little late coming to this game of how things is changing, you know?
Yes. Well, it's hard. I mean, I know to be in the tech industry, you have to adapt to change and know how to do it quickly. But it's like when you invest in a product, especially something as bulky as iTunes is. It's like, how do you
right
go ahead and change that?
Yeah, so I mean, whether or not, like, I think it would be crazy if they just bought Beats. Like, well, it'd be crazy on multiple levels. There's no reason they can't because they have a gajillion dollars. But it would be an interesting buy because would they acquire the whole company then? And it's weird because then HTC has money invested in them.
That's what I was going to say. Cause...
And so then would they buy them out because they are an investment service? Like, they've only invested and then they have a partnership. Would they keep the partnership then?
That would be interesting.
I mean,
they could, if they bought Beats, they could wipe the floor. I mean, they wouldn't have to give HTC rights.
They would just buy them out.
They would be grandfathered in to whatever, you know.
They would own their partnership. They would still put the technology in the HP.
Beats.
Right. And I think it's HP computers that have a partnership as well, yep, where they put Beats. They have a little scrolly bar that's like got the B on it, you know.
Yep.
So, and Jimmy Iovine was really close with Steve Jobs. Like, he helped get iTunes off the ground because he runs Interscope
Records.
Yeah, but it's the parent company of Interscope too, I think.
Is that
I don't know, but I mean the guy obviously has a. Is it just Interscope?
That it was just Interscope. Let me see.
But he is obviously a huge part of music as a whole.
By Universal.
Yeah, so, I mean,
so,
no
bit.
Big deal. But it's interesting to see what'll happen. I mean, it might become nothing. They might have just been meeting as, like, a generosity to app, like, you know, because they're friends. Like I said, Jimmy Iovine was really close. Like, there was a lot. He was in, like, the Steve Jobs biography a lot, like, because they were actually friends. But, I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. It'll be crazy to see. And both it's weird too, because Google and Apple both, like, I think those are two companies that for this war would be posed to do very well, seeing as how they have the infiltration in there. I mean, they own the smartphone market, like,
what's crazy.
They could slaughter Spotify, really.
On the that Read Write article I found that you were talking
about.
Was
that the website it was on?
Yeah.
Thanks.
As a 2012 global smartphone operating system share.
Yeah. It's like 71% Android.
12.2% is other. So, and then iOS is 20% basically, and Android is 70%.
Which is crazy.
Like, think about what it was like 3 years ago.
Well, they've always done really well because that's global, right?
Right.
So iPhone just came to China within the last year and a half, and they're
right,
catching up, but they're so far behind. And it's
well,
funny because I also
we've talked about it.
I saw
know?
Another article today actually that said China is afraid that Google has become too big of a resource that they depend on in China.
Oh, that
because of all the how much of the market they own with the maps and the mail services and
they
everything like.
I mean, I don't disagree with it, but it's hard to turn down just solid products.
Well, right. No, I'm just saying that was just
right.
Another article. It's funny how the flip side of that has come out today as well. I don't know where I read that one, but I don't know. It's crazy. But I think that, like, you know, obviously they own, what do you say, 12% was other. So 88% of the global smartphone market. If they both had their own streaming services that they could put instantly in everyone's hands, Spotify wouldn't. I mean, I think Spotify has built its brand up good enough, but all the others would be wiped out immediately, I think.
See, and it's.
And Spotify would fight, but I don't think they
Spotify
would last.
Spotify is. See, and that's. I gave Spotify, like, a little bit.
Supposedly their
chance.
Web browser or their web client is in beta testing. They released to some
is
people
it?
Now. Or in the UK. In the UK, that's where I saw it. Because that's where they came from originally.
That's really what they need to do. Like, to get the rest of people. Like, I don't. There's a lot of stuff that I still don't like doing on my phone, I guess. And, like, some of it is music listening. Because I just don't. It's not.
Yeah,
I can't have enough music on here to have it all. And you can't stream over 4G even through Google Music. you have to be on Wi-Fi, which sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But then Spotify, it, like, I don't want to have to build, like, all of my playlists over, like, that kind of stuff.
I swear, mine imported when I...
Really? I have, I mean, I've followed, like, a bunch of cool playlists, you know, but...
Well, that's the other cool thing, is the sharing of playlists, like...
Well, and you can allow people to edit your playlist, so you can, like, full, like, legitimate sharing.
Like, I follow, like, the current... the local station here, like, they have a chart show they do once a week, right? So, like, I follow that playlist on Spotify, and it updates. They don't update it every week, but it updates enough where it's, like, the music that I listen to on the radio is there on Spotify, and I can just hit play, and it'll play through the top 20 tracks that are out this week, you know? And that's kind of nice. But you can follow anyone. Like, I followed a Kevin Rose playlist when I first started, you know, or whatever. There's some crazy ones out there. And it's weird.
There's a ton.
It's weird to me, like, that they could do by proximity, too. So it's, like, top songs in your area, like, or being played around you or whatever. But it is what it is. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with Apple and the whole streaming service. In other Apple rumors, there's more iWatch rumors. I don't really care. And then supposedly the 5S is coming out in August and new iPads in April. Although I did see that they did not think an iPad mini would come out with a Retina screen. But that's, who knows. And then Judge Lucy Koh was back at it again. With her Samsung settlement, they dropped down Apple to getting... She said the jury didn't figure out the numbers right, basically. And they... change the settlement down to just under $600 million instead of just over $1 billion. So almost cut it in half. And then I thought I read that she said there should be a new trial, but I don't know. And there was an Apple case against, I want to say it was Samsung, but I don't remember who, but now Nokia is joining them. They, like, followed a support claim, basically, I guess is how it works. Like, saying that they want to pursue it too, more or less. Banning certain devices.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, it kind of makes sense because they're, like, Windows, and then either way they're getting screwed, I guess. But, well, and because Apple and Microsoft still have all those cross patents, because from way back to...
back in the day
when Steve Jobs came back to Apple and was like, hey, Bill Gates, let's be friends.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
It worked out fine for him. Well, for Apple, actually, it worked out right. Pretty well.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe not so much for Bill Gates, but he's like, screw it, I'm gonna go make the world a better place and let this crazy guy take over.
Makes sense.
Who knows what he's gonna do? Not even me.
I don't even think he knows what he's gonna do.
Balmer, he's crazy.
He's got a dartboard with different ideas for every day.
And in other Microsoft news,
little lawsuit.
The European Union fined Microsoft $731 million.
Did you hear who the tipster was?
I don't know if I saw it or not.
Google.
Yeah. Makes sense, because they don't have Chrome or Firefox. Right.
Isn't that funny?
They've been charged with monopolies before for the same issue for not supporting other browsers.
It's stupid.
I mean, hard is it? And they said, oh, our mistake, I'll pay the $731 million. I saw a stat saying that was like 3% of their net income last year. I mean, that doesn't seem like a lot, but it's still 3%.
That's a huge number.
Yeah.
But it's just like, to me, I don't, like, who cares? It's their... Do you have an option when you get your iOS or your OS X?
Like, does it ask me, like, do they have to ask right away?
Yeah.
I mean, Safari is...
Because the change is, when you install Windows now, is it prompts you, what do you want to install? I saw a screen for it, and it gives you, like,
I saw the options. Picture. It shows, like, in, like, the bars, like...
Because I'm pretty sure, like... No, you don't have an option. You just get
Safari,
and that's the way it is. And not that OS X is a heat, like, I don't know what the numbers are for users.
Well, I think it's because at that, when Microsoft got sued for the monopoly, it was huge. It was at their peak.
But originally. It's their product. It's their browser.
I'm buying it from them.
Yeah. Like, they should, again, it's.
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of funny, though.
It just bugs me. Just somebody wanting something for nothing.
I don't know, who do they have to pay the fine to? Just the European Union?
Yeah. So I don't know who it goes. Oh, well, I'm guessing, I would assume that there would be a class action lawsuit.
So it goes to Firefox and Google and Apple?
No, I bet you it would go, because I just got
$10 to
users.
Oh, you wanted Firefox, here's your $10.
Yep.
I get it.
Because there's, I just got a letter in the mail yesterday that class action lawsuit going on against Toyota, which includes my car.
Oh, nice.
So I don't have to do anything, but I can get a check in the mail.
I did get one a while ago for Volkswagen, too.
And I was like, oh, okay, I'm not going to sue them, but sweet. If I get free cash out of it, even if it's $10, I don't care. $5,
sign me up. So, yeah, that's that.
iPod Touch, engineered for maximum funness.
Yeah?
That's on Apple's site. That's pretty lame.
Why are you on Apple's site?
Because I was looking at iPods.
Weird. That's not weird, Mike. I love iPods. Mm-hmm. SimCity came out, Tuesday. They've had some issues. Although it makes me really want to play it. Why? Because now you've been watching it. Now you want to play it.
No. Because I'm going to get it. Not because of you. But I was asking you what your specs were on your laptop.
I told you the specs on this laptop.
I know. Guy, you're a bastard. It didn't click with me either.
Anyway.
I hate you.
SimCity, they've had issues with their server. They've actually shut down anything non-critical at this point. And Amazon has stopped selling it. Stopped selling the digital download version. Until things get fixed, I guess. They said that EA is making more servers right now. Like, they're trying to build more servers to handle the capacity. Did they put all this money into a game and not expect it to do well? Like,
no, I don't think.
Were they not prepared for the level of? Isn't that the point of beta testing?
Like, but scaling? It's supposed to be scalable. Like, when you're doing your beta testing, but it's just like multiple other games. I mean, look at like Call of Duty release night. Like, how many server problems?
Yeah, but they
fix
it by like a day. Well,
no,
not always. I guess.
But even, like, what am I thinking? War Z. Like, they had server issues, and that was, like, months.
That's in beta, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a beta game, but it's open to the public entirely.
And that's the whole point, right? To test it.
Right, but
so you know you're getting.
I mean, it's beta, but not beta, because it's open to the public. But whatever.
Right. You know right now you're playing a beta version.
It's still crazy.
Though.
It's good news for, who makes Sims?
EA.
Yeah.
They own
that
it now.
Sense.
It was Maxis before.
Maxis, that was the name.
But then EA.
Maxis?
Unless there's an R in there. Maxis. I think it's Maxis. You can Google it, I bet, instead of just keeping saying the name. Mm-hmm. Although it's funny to say words until they like stop sounding like words.
Yeah.
So I like to do that.
160 gig.
So, yeah. SimCity. It looks pretty awesome, and it's gotten great reviews when it works. I don't know. It makes me think of my childhood and makes me want to play it, so.
SimCity 2000.
Right.
Had it on Super Nintendo.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
It was cool.
They didn't have it on, like, a little mini PC.
I had it on my computer as well.
Like, a little Randy, like, as a five-year-old building little PCs in the corner.
Sim Farm. I actually have a disc up there on the fridge. The original Sim Farm. Got that when I went to a game.
It was 2000, but what was the other one?
Millennium.
Yeah, I don't know. I played 2000 mostly.
SimCity 3000. There's a 3000. That one sucked.
I just want to build cities. Then there's a lot of weird little things just to go over real quick. The NCAA lifted its Twitter ban. Apparently before they were banning journalists from live tweeting during the game, which seems crazy because if the game was good, that could only lead to more people watching the game. And lead to them increasing in their ratings. I think that would be something they would want, but what do
did
I know?
Did they say why they had initially banned?
They wanted to keep the experience of people at the game, I guess.
That's dumb.
Right. No, I'm not disagreeing. SpaceX Dragon connected with the International Space
Station.
After some minor technical difficulties. I mean, you say minor, but you're in space, so how minor could it be, really? They possibly cured HIV, no big deal.
Yeah, in an infant.
Like an 18-month-old. Like, they had been giving him this stuff for, like, 18 months, like, right from birth. Born. And then at 18 months, they stopped giving it to him, and they found no cancer cell, or cancer, HIV cells thus far. So, and the head researcher said that this basically means that they should be able to cure it, given the information, which seems pretty insane.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's awesome.
But hey, let's shut down the government and cut the research spending, right? Why not? The Pirate Bay said they were moving to North Korea, but it seems to be more of just a joke than a reality. But who knows what they're doing?
They do what they want.
They're floating their
hover. They literally do what they want.
They're floating around the world. Fighting around the world.
They literally are floating around the world. Did iOS get any cool apps today?
Yeah, Field Trip came out.
Yeah, did you get it?
Yeah.
Of course I did, Randy.
Checked it out a little. There's nothing around me in Blaine. Actually, there's a couple things.
Oh, my phone goes crazy when I turn it on in St. Paul.
Yeah, you're in St. Paul, though. I'm in Blaine. There was some... Was there just a gun? It's funny because the thing I was just going to say it found was a firearms something, like a shooting range near me.
Was it the one that...
The one over in Circle Pines.
Oh, Bill's.
Yeah. But that's funny because it sounded like a gunshot. It just went off in the outside.
It didn't sound all like that.
It sounded like it in the headphones, Randy. Clearly. It sounded like a bird got shot. What did it sound like to you? It
sounded like
someone slammed
a plastic toy falling on the cement.
That's not what I heard. And then it found like some other weird stuff.
Anyways.
I should probably check it again now that I'm closer to like a real city. Blaine's a pretty real city, I guess, but... It's kind of ghetto. And Angry Birds on iOS is free this week. The original. First time ever, apparently, it's been free on iOS. So you have a week to get it because it's the free app of the week. So on your work phone, you better go download it, Randy.
I better do that.
That's all I got. You want to add anything?
I was going to say, I'd read an interesting article... that like searching pill side effects.
Yeah.
You can Google them and the Google search results come up faster than actually using FDA's website, which is pretty crazy.
I saw something about that, but I didn't really read what
and
was
then,
going
did
on.
Did you
with
catch
it?
The article about why Amazon's menus are so quick?
I send it to my read it later, but
oh, it's a really good article. It's like
at first, I didn't realize what menus they were talking about, but then I realized, I saw the picture, like a GIF on it of someone going back and forth.
In a nutshell, it kind of triangulates, like it follows your mouse cursor, and like, so say your side of your pain is like here.
So it kind of figures out where you're going?
It follows, yeah, based on this, and it says, okay, if the angle of here is going like this, chances are you're not going to stop on this menu, so it preloads them before your mouse actually gets there.
That's
so it's like
pretty awesome.
So it's like it's thinking ahead of you.
So it's the AI coming for us.
Seriously. So it's pretty crazy.
So apparently Google and Amazon. So what year is it? 2013?
Yeah.
So 2016, Google's going to buy Amazon. In 2017, they're going to take over the world.
That would be insane.
I'd be like, all right, you win. Here's all my money.
If Google
put me to work.
If Google bought Amazon, how insane would that be?
It'll never happen. I don't think it would ever happen.
That's because
I don't think
the
Jeff
fair trade,
unless
blah blah blah
oh,
would.
Well, I just think Jeff Bezos would be like, "Screw you guys." That's why.
Oh no way! I feel like they'd be like.
Nah, I think
like
he's,
if there was some sort of deal where they could partner, they would take over the world. They would take over the world.
They would definitely take over the world. No, I said, I'd say, here you go. Here's all my money. Put me to work. Just give me free stuff.
Yeah, and then the only other thing was, we had talked last week about the iOS lock screen security hole.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Samsung Galaxy S3 has a similar one. But I was reading a lot of the user comments, and it was like 3/4 of the people couldn't get it to replicate it.
That's what I said about the iOS one, too.
Yeah, except I did it on this phone.
Did you?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It.
was like, oh, that wasn't actually... It was like four tries.
Interesting. Then you're like, ha ha ha, I can see all my contacts on my own phone.
Except I have none on there. Got you good, Randy.
Nice.
All right.
That's our show.
That's our show.
Thanks for listening.
With that, I'm Randy Orvis.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/bleedgeek. You can check out our website, bleedgeek.com. You can follow us on Twitter. We are at bleedgeek or twitter.com/bleedgeek. You could follow us on Tumblr at bleedgeek.tumblr.com. You could follow us on Instagram at bleedgeek. We should probably make that. Quick before somebody steals it. You can follow us individually. You could call us at 406-794-3357 or 406-79-GEEKS. You could send us an email at fans@bleedgeek.com. Go check out Bleed Geek Movies. See what's happening over there. Follow Randy on Twitter at TheCrandall, two L's.
Correct.
Same on Instagram.
Correct.
Same on Branch.
Incorrect.
You don't use Branch, huh?
Nope.
You better go get that before somebody else steals it.
I wish I could be on Vine.
Doing it right now. You should get Vine.
On Instagram.
Get it on your iPhone.
And... Oh, yeah. Did you say my Tumblr? Tumblr.
Not yours, no.
Crandall.tumblr.com.
And I am at Mike037. With that, we thank you for listening. I am Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
That's Randy Orvis.
Goat.
Thank you.
Adele Goat.